Chapter 24, The Answer. I don't care how much you be mad at me, I won't be leaving my tree. With this being said, Melinda stormed out of the room and went to her quiet place. She was so angry at first that all she could do was hold her hands across her chest and say, Oh, I'm so angry I could spit. Tears of mixed emotion surfaced, some of her helplessness in the situation and some for her regret that she allowed herself to be so angry at the ones that she loved so much. But they know I love that tree, for didn't I plant it myself and didn't I put my first swing on it myself? The question somehow did not help her grief at the news that they were all moving into town in a few days and she would have to leave her beloved tree for someone else to enjoy. Well, I'm getting mighty hungry, so I'm thinking I better be getting back to the dwelling and feeding myself. With this, she left and ran across the yard, stopping only once to pet the newest puppy their favorite chi dog had just produced barely a month ago. Ma and Pa were sitting at the table with Ma, Mom, and Da, brothers Jeff, Tom, and Christian, and they all looked up when she entered, smiled at their rebel sister, daughter, and granddaughter. They quietly told her to sit and eat, for her attitude did not change the decision to move to town. They tried to impress upon Melinda that her pa could provide better for the entire family with a new job at the mill. They also wanted her to have better schooling at the new schoolhouse built just a few short blocks from their new home. Then they told her there were many trees on the property. Of course, she would have known this if she had gone to see the house when the entire family had gone, but no, she was too angry to venture to see it for herself, so all she could do was have them tell her. By this time, Mel was fit to be tied, for they could not see that all the trees in the world, even if an entire forest of trees were there, they still would not be her tree. Oh, Melinda could barely eat, and so when she left the table so abruptly, her pa told her to go to her room and vent her bad feelings there, but not to do it in front of the family and make their wonderful move blighted by her cantankerous attitude. My mom had been quiet through all the weeping, correcting, and general upheaval, but she felt led to speak her piece, which, if you asked any family member, she was never hesitant to do before. So why not now? One thing, though, they respected her knowledge of the word and her wisdom, gleaned from years of being upon this earth and facing many trials with faith and dignity. So they all looked at her and said in unison, "Tell us what you think, Mom. We are all a-thinking of what the move will mean to us personally, for we all know that good will come from this here move for each of us. But Melinda is not seeing the good, but that she must be leaving her favorite tree and she's hurting with the parting. I have a suggestion that might help her to be willing to leave, but I need your help. Will you do it?" With this said, she shared with them what she thought might do to lessen the hurt to Melinda, and this is what they did. The next morning, the day before the move to town, they all sat at breakfast. Mom had called Melinda to come and be partaking of the fine victuals for their last breakfast in the old homestead, so endearingly called the dwelling. When her sorrowful little girl entered the room, she saw everyone with wide smiles and wondered how could they be so happy when her heart was purely breaking. "Yes, Mom, here I am, just like you be asking, but I'm not happy like you are to be gone. I'm telling you all, though, I was praying up a storm to my wonderful God, and I feel He is telling me good is going to be happening to me." Mom then proceeded to tell Melinda that they had a mighty fine surprise for her and to shut her eyes and wait. When Melinda opened her eyes again, in front of her was a fine, healthy, and abundantly budding tree. But not any old tree, but a shoot from the tree that she loved so much. Her pa had gone out and looked that grand tree backwards and forwards until he found a sturdy sapling growing from the very tree itself. Oh, Melinda looked around the room, and all that she could see were smiling faces, and with great joy in her heart, she surrendered to the move, knowing that God had found a way for her to move without having to leave all behind. He had found a way to take that time of her life and the joys it held for her along with her. With tears of gratitude, she kissed every one of her family, and the very last thing she did before leaving the room was to hug the tree and send her Heavenly Father a kiss.